Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22 May 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and we're in for a treat tonight. I've had this gentleman on, young fella, really young fella. Highly intelligent for a young fellow of the day generation. His name is Jamie Walton with Omega Dynamics. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the country, and I hope you pay attention, folks. What's going on is very serious. And I want to make a mention tonight. We have here in our supply, we don't generally offer this for sale because we don't usually stock it. We got some a long time ago, and it's a very good product. It's the Vitamir shampoo and some conditioner. We're going to empty the shelves out of that. We want you to get it. I use it. It's a great product. Marcia uses it, but we don't need as many bottles of it. We have Vitamir shampoo, and I think also some conditioner. The regular price, shipping all, is $26, folks. Now, of course, a bottle like that is very condensed. That's a long time. But if you'll call and say you want it, I can't guarantee what kind you'll get. There are different kinds, different aromas, I guess you could say. If you call and tell Lisa you want it, $15 a bottle, and that's that'd be no shipping. That's everything out the door, and the first come first serve basis. I think we got about 10 or 15 bottles of it left. So if you want a bottle of shampoo and or conditioner, as long as it lasts, and if we run out, we'll send the money back to you. Just say return our funds if we don't have the product. We will. But you call Lisa tomorrow and tell them, hey, I want the special and the shampoo and conditioner Pastor Bush talked about. It's maybe a vitamin. Someone makes it mouthwash and toothpaste. An excellent product, folks, and you know it's good if Vitamir makes it. At 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 to get the last few bottles of shampoo and conditioner left. Now, you tell us what you want. One of each or whatever, or shampoo or conditioner. If we're in out of it, if you say return my money, we'll put a check back in the mail to you right away. If you order by credit card, of course, do it the next couple of days. You'll go out of here Thursday. We should have some left by then, hopefully. We'll do it first come, first serve basis. If you call and order it while you can, okay, it'd be great because I know you're going to love the product. We're going to empty it out. And we're actually going to start emptying things off the shelf because if things don't turn around within a month or two, we're going to shut this thing down anyway. So, but get it while you can. It won't last forever at that price, believe me. That's from went down from 26 down to 15. Now, that includes shipping. So there you go, $11 off, folks, while it lasts. Now, our guest, like I said before, is Jamie Walden. I'm on the program. It's been a few months ago. Very impressed with the young man and his stand and his knowledge and wisdom. And, gentlemen, that his age is really, I'll be quite honest with you, is quite refreshing to find someone to understand what's happening in this world and in this country at the level he does, and is able to apply the godly wisdom to it that he does. That's highly unusual in today's society. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Thanks for having me on again.
You're more than welcome. Would you mind telling me just how old you are?
I'm 41, so I'm not as young as I used to be when the Lord called me into this reality. So,
but you know, I don't. Are you generation? What generation are you? Generation Z, or what generation are you?
I think I barely scraped the millennial generation by a couple months. So, as much as I throw up in my mouth when I say it, I think I might be a millennial. I'm not sure. I don't know. I was born in 81, you know, so, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Jamie, and I mean this sincerely. I'm around a lot of people, and most people your age have no idea what's going on, or very little idea, I should put it that way, and most of them really don't care. So I want to congratulate you and thank you for what you're doing at your age. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just by the grace of the Lord. A man has nothing unless he receives it from the Lord, you know. And, you know, the Lord called me in a pretty rough and tumble background and definitely used it all the while. He was making my steps firm, you know. I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps Infantry and did the college thing and worked with the U.S. Marshal and the Marshals and other three-letter agencies for a while. I was a police officer for a little while, then was a firefighter paramedic and on a tech rescue team for a little while before the Lord called me into full-time ministry and actually became missionaries in the Dominican Republic and went back to Iraq and embedded with the Peshmerga and fight against ISIS and went in there and started trying to protect our brothers and sisters who are being beheaded for the testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And on coming back from all of that, the Lord just did a work in my heart. I couldn't remain, you know, playing the evangelifishtian, you know, game anymore, the churchy game anymore. It's like, once you know, you can't unknow it. And now you have an obligation to either count the cost and go all in for the Lord or keep loving the world and the things of the world and be at enmity with the Most High. So
Amen.
We get to choose. Every day we get to choose.
Well, you know, ignorance, once ignorance is dispelled, you can't get it back, can you?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Once it's gone forever. And obviously, well, the things you've done in the past, you're way ahead the grade with most people. And at your age, I'm really surprised that you were able to put it all together and keep it going this way, because you put through a lot of things that I've never seen. I'm a Vietnam era vet. I spent a little bit of time in Vietnam and in Thailand and a little bit in Laos also, which was highly secret back then. But you saw things I'm sure I never saw, because I was in communications on off the road bases and different things out in the jungle sometimes. But these are things that you don't forget. And for you to put it together, you put together a lot earlier than I did. I started on radio when I was 44 years old. That's been over 30 years ago. And started out trying to get people to understand scriptures. The Lord gradually took me into trying to expose to the people and to the world what's going on in the country and around the world, especially in America, that's fulfilling prophecy. And I shared on the radio back in about 1994-95 the so-called Gay Manifesto read on the air, and people got so upset that they threatened to burn down the radio station. Now, that's a true story. I had wheels fall off my car. Had two tie rod ends come loose at the same time. There's all kinds of weird things happen. I was on the local radio station. It's actually a 50,000-watt station. But people laughed at me, mocked me, and scorned with me. And I read the communist goals in the country written back in the 1940s. And it's like we were talking about today, and they thought, oh, that can't happen here. Jamie, it's all come to pass, has it not?
Yeah, it absolutely has. And I don't remember what we talked about last time I was on the program, so just stop me if I'm reiterating things, but it is all happening, and this is part of that perestroika deception. I don't know if we talked about that last time or not, but the perestroika deception is what Anatolia Golenitsyn came out and spoke to, and it was the late 1940s, early 1950s. He was a Soviet area GRU KGB defector. He was operating with both of those sects. GRU is the military intelligence, and the KGB is your more classical foreign espionage intelligence branch of the KGB or of communism. And he laid out in detail to the U.S. officials and wrote books about it, to the T what's happening right now. Now, you mentioned the gay manifesto and also the communist manifesto. Most people don't realize that the entire LGBT transvestite-based genitalia mutilation, child butchering, and Satanism influence in the public school systems is straight out of Golenitsyn's perestroika deception that he said the Soviet Union would implement into the United States of America. Critical race theory, the wokeism, the progressivism, the sycophant Democratic Party and everything that they represent, the reinstitution of racism that had been eroded and torn down, and now they've re-fomented it. The divisions based on class, on race, on color, on socioeconomics, on religion. He said that all of these would be precursors. So detailed was it. He said that prior to the initiation of a kinetic invasion of the United States homeland by a Russia and Chinese contingent, remember it's the Communist Chinese Party, communist, they are a vassal state of Russia. He said that before they invaded, that they would cause a global pandemic.
That's right.
And several secondary types of medical emergencies in the United States of America. They would cause widespread supply chain collapse. They would have massive widespread train derailments. Sound familiar? This is 1952, he said this. Widespread train derailments carrying toxic chemicals, forest fires and wildfires everywhere. Power substations being destroyed by small arms fire. They would foment a civil war from inside the country, and they would infiltrate our public leadership in such a way that they would get them to drop the borders and flood America with illegal immigrants in order to destroy our national identity and overwhelm our critical infrastructure. Does any of that sound familiar? Any of that? I mean, this was 1952, he said. This is what we have planned to do. He said we have a three-generation. This is a multi-generational plan. We are going to feign the collapse of the Soviet Union. We won't actually collapse. That happened in, what was it, 1989 or whatever?
Right, right.
He said to lull the West into a sleep and into a stupor, we will look like we're liberalizing what was the former Soviet bloc. We will take in all the Western investors. We will look like we're totally liberalizing and re-Christianizing our nation. And he said, and all the while, we are gonna infiltrate your public schools, your school boards, your academia, your higher education, your militaries and military-industrial complex, your tech and your tech companies, your basic heads of your critical infrastructure heads, and then ultimately the government itself from the inside out. How many times have we seen and heard about the Chinese influence in every detail of America? China is a vassal proxy of Russia. I almost said USSR because that's really what it still is. And by the way, this was laid out by Golenitsyn also. He said that they would partner and with the Arab world, they would radicalize Muslims and they would utilize a proxy terror campaign all around the world against U.S. interests to overwhelm our system. Oh, and one more thing he mentioned. He said that they would actually undergird and create a global organized crime syndicate run by the GRU, GRU's Russian military intelligence, run by the GRU, which is where we have today's cartels came from. Today's cartels did not happen organically. They were actually undergirded by Russian intelligence. And they said, we will flood the U.S. with every manner of illicit drugs that we can to destroy multiple generations and take away their will to fight and also have black budget funding for everything else we want to do. Does any of that sound familiar?
Oh, well, one of their main things that stuck in my mind, they would destroy the morality of the young people. And they certainly have done that. But, you know, folks, you may think that I'm crazy, but this has been coming to me from a couple sources, and I'm not going to give out the sources right now. Jamie might want to if he knows. I'm sure he knows it. Russia and China have already decided how they're going to divide us up. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm telling you the truth. Russia will give Canada and Alaska. China gets the lower 48. Now, that's what is coming in is how they're going to divide it up. Now, folks, you say this isn't going to happen. It not only is it going to happen, it's already happening. Every goal they put out, every goal they put up, they've already just about accomplished. Every one of them, from the so-called gay manifesto to the communist rules of takeover, they've done it all step by step. And I've lived through a lot of it, most of it, actually. I was born in 48. So I've seen this nation be infiltrated, but I was too young and dumb to know it until the last 35 years. I started seeing it, last 30 years. Started talking about the radio and got kicked out of churches because talked about it in churches. Now, this is the truth. I've been invited out of churches for saying this.
I just was recently talking with a special forces operator who's been down there on the border. And I'm also in liaison with a war correspondent who's been down there on the border in the Darien Gap in Panama. And independent of one another, they don't know each other. The one special forces operator on the border said that by his estimates, there are 25,000 Chinese military-age fighting men coming across the border a day, and they're being given stand-down orders from the executive branch of government to allow them across. Chinese. We're not talking about Central and South Americans. Chinese fighting men. And then the war correspondent who's been down there in Darien Gap, he said State Department buses are showing up and loading up Chinese military-age fighting men and taking them to the Texas border. No, and interesting that it's Texas that they want to do it. So here, I'll say this. They said that by their estimates, there are 500,000 Chinese soldiers pre-positioned across America.
Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. Let that sink in. That is done from within our country. They didn't sneak their way in a sense that they had to come undercover. They were brought in by our so-called legislators, our leaders, and they know of this. Not all of them, sure, but the major ones do. And another thing really ticks me off, Jamie. Yeah, you're right. And it kind of ticks me off is I hear the governor of Texas, Abbott, and everything. Oh, we're going to put the guard on the border. Bull. 25 states have offered to send down help to Texas and Arizona and other places. But if they do go down, all they do is get in and process them faster. This is insane. And I do know from other sources, I have a lady on next week who'll discuss this more detail, that the governor of Texas and a lot of them are in on the child trafficking and drugs.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they all are. I mean, as even all the way down to the county road commissioners and the school boards, the elementary school boards or school districts. And what's interesting is there's been, you know, some very astute, well-vetted journalists that have followed the money. And they're putting out papers, which will never see the light of day, that are showing the payoffs to all these people from Chinese shell corporations inside the U.S. And these people are being bought off for as little as $5,000. $5,000.
Wow.
And they will do anything for the Chinese. So we're not even talking like it doesn't take big money because that's how corrupt the spirit of this nation is. It doesn't take much at all to sell out everything, to sell out your children, to send your children to be sexualized by all these demonic infestations. Like, you think about a mom who is willing to forego, and I understand some women have to work. Some of them have to. Most of them don't. They choose to because they refuse to reduce their reality. They will not reduce what they think they're owed in this life in order to love and nurture their children. And so they will sell out their children to the sycophants in the public school systems and the critical race theory. And the NEA, the National Education Association, is the second or third most powerful lobby in the country. And it is all led by totally reprobate Jezebels who want nothing than to destroy, literally rip your children to pieces when they're still in the womb if they could. And that's who's supposed to be instructing your children. And a mom will sell out their children, as it says in Zephaniah 1 and Isaiah 28, talking about the sins of Ephraim, right? And Hosea 7, they will sell out their children for making an extra $500 a month. By the time they pay for daycare and all the other things that they have to pay for, they'll sell out their children for anything. So when you think about it, it's not our elected officials that are the only ones that are being sold out, our unelected officials. It's the entire spirit of this nation. It
absolutely.
It is the spirit of Maimon and Marduk and Moloch and these gods of old, the same old principalities are rearing their ugly head once more. And what's interesting is Luke, now I can't picture the chapter in my head, but in Luke, when it talks about, you know, the casting out of a demon and the house is swept clean, and then when
he realizes it's swept clean,
he comes back with sevenfold more. It says more evil than the first. He comes back. And so this nation, which if anybody knows the history of this nation, even I'm in Navajo, Ute territory, this nation was rooted in bloodshed, cannibalism, human sacrifice, and some of the most sycophant things ever. All the mounds and the Cahokia mounds in the Ohio River Valley, all the way across, you know, the West, and all the different things that were going on here with the Comanche and the Ute and the Navajo and all. Like, this was a nation of such diabolical principality, Amaruca, which means the land of the winged plume fiery serpent. America, where the name America comes from, literally the country is named after the ruling principality, this fiery dragon serpent that was had this insatiable bloodlust. And see, when the gospel came here, it dispossessed those ruling principalities for a time. But because we do not care to fight for the righteousness of God, and there is no fear of the Lord in the pulpits, there's no fear of the Lord in the church, there's no fear of the Lord in the Christians, therefore, how in the world could there be fear of the Lord in the secular world around us? Now, the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in the high places and the principalities have returned. They not are returning. They have returned.
They are seven times worse.
Seven times,
yes, absolutely.
Than it ever was before.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What we're seeing happening now in this country, when the pilgrims, our real founders, the pilgrims and Puritans come over, this was totally unheard of, basically. When they, with the power of the Holy Spirit and the gospel of Christ, they drove out these heathens, if you will, these heathen practices. But, you know, by the early 1800s, America was already going back down the path into spiritualism and everything else. That's why, basically, the war was fought between the states. We see all this happening, folks, right now, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse with each generation. I'm sure you read Jonathan Cahn's book, haven't you, The Return of the Gods?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my. You got to read that. That book was phenomenal. I mean, what you just said, he said, only in some more detail. He said the same thing I've been saying for years. 1950 was the last decade of innocence in this country. The 1960s, things started changing. Drugs and sex and transgender, same-sex clothing, boys getting longer hair, girls starting to become more masculine. It started in the 60s, and it's went totally into the pits of hell since then. So this is anything new, folks. We're seeing this come together right now, just like prophesied in the Bible. And as knowing who Ephraim is, and who we are in the Hebrew tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, we know who we are, we know what's happened to us, and believe me, what's going to come to this country in the next few months, and I don't think it's years away, Jamie, I think it's months away, maybe no more than a year or two away, to America is totally taken away as a nation that we wouldn't even recognize, and maybe within the next few months or year or two, we may be in that civil war that Dmitry Dugin prophesied, and then what's going to happen after that is it's not going to be very pleasant, is it?
Yeah, no, not at all. It is all related. And so the whole idea of the Chinese infiltration with the Russian influence and what's going on, and even like, I always say O'Biden giving away our strategic oil reserves, O'Biden sending all of our strategic arms reserves over to Ukraine, the reductionism of our power grid, bringing in Russia and China for the GRIDX-1 and the GRIDX-2 drill several years ago. We literally brought in the Russian and the Chinese elite and taught them in the GRIDX-1 and GRIDX-2 drills how to take down the power grid through cyber attacks and then bring it back online when they were ready to. I mean, this is how far it goes. I mean, Texas allowed a Chinese general to buy 200 square miles of Texas territory and put in a 10,000-foot heavy-lift military runway right smack in the middle of Texas next to one of our largest military bases. We are so sold out, it's not even funny, and all this is because the judgment of God, because of the wickedness of this nation. And so that's what people, they have to connect the dots here. Like, it's all interconnected. It's symbiotic, right? You can't divorce these concepts. So So the Russian-Chinese issue, the perversion in all this, is actually a testimony of the fact that we have been given over for judgment. Read Deuteronomy 28. It's a 5-to-1 ratio of the blessings to the judgments. And the judgments of God are so, he says, I'm going to bring a people against you whose language you do not know. They will live in your houses. They will take your wives. They will take your daughters. They're going to eat from your vines. They're going to take your land, and their own strength is their God. And they're coming from the east. He says they're going to come from the east. They're going to take you because of your wickedness. That's what you're owed. So, I mean, I'm of the opinion, and people can debate it. That's fine. We'll all know after the fact, you know, which is fine. You know, I don't think any of our eschatology and theology is correct. I think that's why there's silence in heaven for 30 minutes in the book of Revelation. It's tongue in cheek, but it's so that everybody has time to correct their theology that they made their stand on, because we're all going to be wrong, right?
But I agree.
I'm of the opinion that America is unequivocally Mystery Babylon. I make no apologies for it. I know what all the other competing views are out there, all these New York Times bestseller book writers about the revived Babylonian Empire and revive this and revive that, revive Holy Roman Empire. None of those fit. It is a red herring and a fallacy of arguments when you look at the scriptures and you deal with them with childlike faith, how plainly it describes Mystery Babylon. And there's only one nation in the history of humanity.
I have
a degree in history and comparative history. There's only one nation in the history of humanity that could ever have and is currently checking every one of those boxes. Jeremiah 50:51, a little bit in Ezekiel 38:39, you know, Revelation 17 and 18 lead into it. The Mystery Babylon, it is the United States of America.
I agree.
Unequivocally.
I agree. I totally agree. And I just did a teaching last Bible study. People watch online if you want to, folks. Just go to PastorButch.com or just go to type in my name. You'll find this past Saturday's teaching. I did a teaching, Jamie, entitled Duty is Ours. And I didn't point punches. The church is to blame. I want to say it very clearly. The church is to blame. No, I mean, the church is to blame for the destruction of the whole nation. It truly is. But now we have politicians who say they're trying to stop the illegal immigration. I'm talking about the governors of the border states and who knows who else involved in it. They want to stop this, but they're behind it. They're getting paid for it. They know what's coming across the border. They don't tell me that Abbott doesn't know what's coming across the border. Don't tell me he doesn't know the Chinese coming across. I mean, no one in his position could be that uninformed. They're getting paid for it, folks. Get over the idea that any politician is going to save you. Trump ain't going to save you. DeSantis ain't going to save you. You're not going to be saved by politicians. If we don't repent and turn to Christ, there's nothing going to save this country. Quit putting your faith in man and stand for what's right. It's going to cost you everything, maybe, but stand nonetheless. Now, I'm going to start preaching, but don't shut up. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about, and your phone call next half hour. If you're not too afraid to join us, we'll see you after the break.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we are back. You haven't talked to Jamie Walden. I'm going to have him tell you how you can contact him in a little bit, and I can get his information on his website. But we're telling you this tonight, and you say, well, this is a topic that most pastors don't cover. I never heard my preacher talk about this stuff, and I don't doubt at all. I doubt that you ever will. Because this doesn't garner big money, folks. It doesn't. I mean, I've been in radio well over 30 years. I've never taken a dime out of this ministry. Unless somebody said, hey, Pastor Butch, this is for you, I never take a dime out of it. Never have, because I go back in and try to pay the bills, and it's drying up right now unbelievably. In a couple more months, all we got left, the things going to turn around really soon. But nonetheless, that's beside the point. The point I'm trying to make is this. The church, the pastors, should be the ones revealing these things to the people. As it did in 1775 with the revolution, the pastors should be carrying the news of what's happening around the country. They should be the ones, the first one to tell you that we're being invaded from the south and even from the north now. We're seeing things happen, troops coming across, they're already coming in to fight. No, we don't know the troops. Maybe you and I don't know it, but our politicians know it, and they're setting us up to take us down into the 2030 era that we're told we'll own nothing and be happy. And I will tell you this, is my opinion, Jamie, and you may want to add to it. I think by the time 2030 gets here, if I'm still alive, which I may not be, but if I am, I think things are going to be so bad that most people will sell everything they have, including their souls, for a bowl of soup. What do you think?
Oh, I think unequivocally. I mean, we've been assured that scripturally. And we see what just happened recently with the thing that was going on the last couple of years, how people would sell out anything and everything just to feel relevant to a neighbor who hates their guts and hates the God that they serve. The Christians
absolutely.
The Christians would sell out. They'll shutter their church. They'll shut their mouths. They'll stop worshiping. They'll quietly omit what BLM's doing, Antifa's doing. They'll say nothings and do nothings because they are the true lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have the form of godliness, but have totally denied the power thereof. They're always learning, but never able to come into understanding truth. And they're the mockers and scoffers. They are not the unbelieving world. The Christians are the mockers and scoffers. The Christians are the ones that want to kill the messengers. They do not want to hear about the justice and the righteousness and the judgment of God because it will disrupt their frivolity. And Jesus warned us, he said, do not let the anxieties or dissipations of this life overwhelm you so that the day will come upon you while you're unaware. The dissipations is frivolity. It's frivolous living. And the fact that there's this cosmic usurpation going on in real time, this cosmic exchange, the truth for a lie, they will trade the truth for a lie. Knowing God, they neither glorify him nor gave him thanks, but they become darkened by the hardening of the heart. Because they loved not the truth, God gives them over to a strong delusion that to do what they ought not do. Like, it's not that they don't know the truth, they just don't love it. And it's not that they don't know God, they just will not glorify him or give him thanks. It's the plainness of the scriptures. And the reason why is because they will do anything to maintain their sense of comfort. They are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And remember, that 2 Timothy 3 and 4, that was written to the church, not unbelieving world. It said, this is what you can expect. Many abandon the faith. Many will abandon the faith. Many will say, Lord, Lord. Many will do this. You know, many, they will devote themselves to the doctrines of demons. It says they will fall away. Many will fall away, and instead they will devote themselves not to the Lord, not to the Word, not to the Spirit, not to the advancing of the kingdom of God, not to the binding up of the broken heart and setting the captives free, not to the truth that sets them free. It says they will devote themselves to the doctrines of demons is what they'll be devoted to. Again, that is talking to the church. That letter was written to the churches. This is what you could expect to see from the Christians. And you've already mentioned it twice tonight, brother, but all culpability is on the pastors, all culpability. Amen. Read every major and minor prophet. Woe to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds. Woe to the priests. Woe to the prophets. Woe to the priests. Woe to the prophets. Woe to the shepherds. Woe to the leaders. You know, even Ezra 9, it says, when I saw that the leaders and the officials led the way in this unfaithfulness, I sat appalled before the Lord for days weeping before him. He was appalled. It was the leaders and the officials of Israel, which was the Levitical class, right? The Aaronic class are the ones that led the people in the rebellion against God.
By the way, they were the same ones that had Christ crucified.
Exactly. And they did it to mingle the holy race with the people around them, with the wicked, lawless rebels around them. They wanted to mingle together. And that's exactly what the ChristianMingle.com, there you go, right? Like, that's exactly what they want to do is they want to be relevant to all people, all things, and mingle holy races. The number one Christian magazine, Relevant Magazine. It is the most apostate, vomitous thing ever. It's like hot vomit in my mouth just hearing what the headlines of the articles are in that magazine. Number one Christian magazine. Positive, encouraging K-Love. Caleb is a doctrine and a theology all to itself, and it is rooted in nothing but New Age mantras and neo-paganism. And yet that's what every single church in America is singing in their churches, is all the garbage that's on Caleb. It is so liturgically devoid of the truth, it makes you a lover of self rather than a lover of God. That's what it's designed to do.
Well, the church has become so full of soft love, and I mean humanistic love, the fuzzy-wuzzy love. You know that, well, God is love, and yeah, he is, but his love demands justice and righteousness. His love is not compromising. His love punishes evildoers. His love brings justice to evildoers. The church today, well, he judge not lest you be judged. They don't read the rest of that chapter. They don't know that we are his judge. Christ said judge righteously. And I have no problem with that. Folks, listen, believe me, judgment begins in the house of God. Judgment begins with me also. Butch Paul is my own worst enemy. I'm telling the truth. I fight myself every day. But I look at what's going on in the schools today, in the libraries, and in the teachers are bringing in porn films to show the children. And I think, where are the parents? Why aren't the parents raising holy hell over this? Why are they not literally up in arms? Now, I'm not, folks, I don't apologize for saying that. Why are the schools still standing? What's going on here? Do we hate our children much?
And why are the Christians and the pastors themselves sending their children to those schools?
I agree. I totally agree.
Because they want them to be relevant. They don't want to be weird. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to be mocked. They don't want to be scoffed. They don't want to be reviled for the name of Christ. So they have, just like Esau, just like Adam and Eve, and just like Israel, they have forfeited the blessing of the Lord willingly, because blessed are those who mourn. See, they won't even mourn even over the sins of their own sins, not to mention the sins of the nation. Blessed are you. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I'll never be a widow. I'll never see shame, right? That's the spirit of Mystery Babylon. Blessed are you when they persecute you, when they say all kinds of false things on you on account of me. See, we have systematically forfeited every single blessing in the Lord, just like Adam and Eve, all the way on through to the Church of Laodicea.
We sold an inheritance for a bowl of soup. That's what we done. I was talking to a lady, spent some time back, whose granddaughter shacking up with a boy. And I said, you need to just ostracize. You need to tell her that she's not welcome in your home doing that, because that's not the right thing to do. You need to take a stand and say, we don't do that. That's wrong. You can't. That's called fornication. Well, I can't do that to my granddaughter. So you'd rather see her go to hell? I mean, what is it, Jamie?
And that gets into love, you know. So people say love wins, love. I want to be loving for Jesus. And it's like, oh, you're loving all right. I believe you. Because you're literally loving people to death eternally. You are loving them to death eternally because you don't actually know what love is. That is not authentic love. And
no, it's
not. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. See, love hates vehemently all kinds of things. God is love, period. Period. God is. He is love itself. And yet, he hates all kinds of things. Why? Because he's filled with authentic love.
His hatred is as pure as his love.
Exactly. And his hatred is because of love. It's just like the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Exodus 15:3, right? Isaiah 42:13. The Lord, like a mighty man of war, will stir up his zeal and show himself mighty against his foes. Like, the Lord is a warrior. How is the Lord a warrior and the Lord is love at the same time? He is. That is who he is. Those two components, it says, right?
Right.
Because a warrior fights, a warrior bleeds, a warrior suffers, and a warrior lays down its life for the object of its love. Christ Jesus, the true and better warrior, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who's riding out in justice and judgment on a horse. His name is Faithful and True, to wage war. Why? Because he loves.
Amen.
It's like
Amen.
The real deal love, the real deal love, not this counterfeit, well, love wins, don't judge, just you be judged, be all things to all people, that's what the word says, and who am I to judge, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what Israel was saying right before God judged them in Malachi 2? He said, they say, the Lord is speaking to Israel, and he goes, you wearied me. And they're like, how have we wearied you, Lord? He says, by saying all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord. And where is this God of justice? As
Amen.
If I'm not going to judge justly. And what's the latest thing in church say? What do you mean God has an offense with me? I'm wealthy and in need of nothing. I'm crushing it for Jesus. Look at my youth group. Look at my youth ministry. Look at my numbers, how much they've increased.
Yeah, look at our budget. Look at our jet plane we just bought. Yeah, of course. We got to get the phone calls just a second. But, you know, if you get a chance, if you'd like to do it, go to, just type in my name, Pastor Butch Paul, or Call Decision Ministries, and watch last Saturday's teaching. I think you enjoyed it. I made a point in that, and we got to get the phone calls. But people say, well, you know, the God of the Old Testament, it was changed in the New Testament. Christ come in the New Testament because he said, Daddy, you were too rough in the Old Testament. I'm going to change things. We're not going to do it your way. We're not going to do it the way. We're not going to be judgmental. We're not going to be harsh. We're not going to do it. So we're going to change that New Testament. So because you were just too hard on the people. So I'll come so give them grace so they can sin. Now, people believe that. That's what they actually teach.
Oh, yeah. And even if they don't, even if they're not able to articulate it like that clearly, they're by their deeds.
Amen.
You'll know that is what they believe. They do
Amen.
Believe that.
Amen. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Jeff, Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Paul, and thank you, Jamie. Jamie, I heard your broadcast on communism. It was brilliant. I give you 4 thumbs up on that program with Doug Thornton.
That's cool. That's cool, but I'm a little worried about you having 4 thumbs, but I'm down.
I'm joking. But seriously, I come from Massachusetts. I'm 52 years old. This is what I've seen in my lifetime. I have seen since 1993, when Clinton got into office, with GATT and NAFTA, the industrial base got hollowed out of Massachusetts to where the economic pie has shrunk, and now all you have is service-based jobs. In other words, compared to where you live at, which is in Iowa, and it's been areas like Texas and North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, et cetera, people who are born and raised in those areas have more opportunities than people like me who live up in the New England area. In the New England area, you need to have clout, connections, and pull in order to get anything. I train as a plumber and a truck driver. I know this for a fact. And what I
yeah.
see happening
and,
is...
And I think it's important to note is where did all that manufacturing base go that it made America strong and resilient? It all went to China because all the big corporations and the lobbyists in D.C. made sure to send it all over to China to weaken us from the inside out.
But I want to talk about where it hits home. Where it hits home is there's less of a pie to go around, and people like me who are politically incorrect have no access to the pie. In other words, people like me, when push comes to shove, will be trapped here. In other words, I hear in the Patriot sphere on alternative radio, all you got to do is pack up your bags and run for the hills and get your guns, gold, you know, natural medicine, etc. No, people like me can't. And there's many working stiffs who work at McDonald's who are right of center who can't do it, who work in security, who can't do it. It doesn't matter
yeah,
how not
wanting
to, they can't.
I agree. Yeah. No, that's a good point. And, you know, I actually travel the country and teach emergency family preparedness. I teach full churches. I do all kinds of stuff in that world. And I specifically seek to undermine and tear down the prepper patriot reality because it is a faulty, faulty reality. It's a bunch of armchair quarterbacks. It's a bunch of armchair quarterbacks that are see-nothings and do-nothings. They've never operated in the real world. They've never operated in semi-permissive and non-permissive environments, trying to tell you to buy gear and do these things that are so ridiculously impractical for 99.99% of the people, and it will get them killed. At worst, it'll get them killed. At best, it gives them a faulty sense of security that's going to fail them when the time comes. So I'm really big on teaching practical preparedness. Yeah,
hey, Jamie, I'm going to wrap it up with this. I have a gun license. Jamie, I live spitting distance within my neighbor. I can't own a gun because if I own a gun and something happens and that round hits my neighbor by accident, I go to jail. If I take up armed security, you have to do 125-page, you know, documentation if you happen to fire your gun. I mean, in other words, there's so much liability in the blue states to just owning a firearm. With storage of the gun, pay cost of ammunition, having to go to the range all the time, that knocks off your whole profit margin if I ever did armed security, and you can't be a cop because they took away our qualified immunity. So if I became a cop, I'm screwed as it is. So in other words, we're heading towards a nationalized police force. That's where the car
That's
is heading,
headed
towards.
For. You're right. I got jumped. Good call, Jeff. Thank you. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, but I'm going to have to correct this shit on something.
Okay.
America does not mean the land of the feathered lizard. It means heavenly land and God. You know, the people of Ken Burrell, they like to rewrite history. And he fell for their joke. That's what.
Okay. What do you think of that, Jamie?
What's that now?
He said he didn't agree that America meant the land of the feathered serpent. So, I mean, would you like to share that? Where that come from? Thanks, call, Mick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it brief. But if you're familiar with even Incan, Mayan, and Aztec worship, and even their ziggurat temples and their mass campaign of ritualistic sacrifice, human sacrifice, that actually was all the way up here into North America. And that's what a lot of these different southwestern, you know, Native American tribes adopted up through the Cahokia Mountains in Illinois and Ohio River Valley and all that. But their chief deity down there is Quetzalcoatl, which is the winged fiery plumed serpent. In America, is actually Amaruca, two separate words, which means land of the winged firing plumed serpent. So now we look at China. What's China's chief principality? The dragon, the great dragon, which is a fiery flying serpent with often depicted as some feathers on it. Why that's important is it's actually related to the seraphim listed in Scripture. There's the different classes of angelic hosts listed in Scriptures. And remember, one-third of them swore an oath to rebel against the Most High, and one-third of them now are the ruling principalities over all the nations of the earth. The whole world lies in the evil one, principalities, blah, blah, blah. You know, the divisions of the nations in the days of Pele listed in Genesis and all that. These guys are all the same guys. A third of those dudes in heaven rebelled against God. It's cosmic warfare. Every aspect from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation is an act of God rebuking and admonishing the powers of darkness. We're kind of a side note, actually, to that, but he uses us as an open rebuke against them who had known him in full and chose to reject him. He said, I'll make something out of dirt. I'll breathe life into it. And by faith, having not seen me, they'll still choose to worship me. So even our faith is an act of warfare against the powers of darkness. Christ
That's
being
true.
Killed on
That's
Golgotha,
true.
The place of the skull, the place of what skull? The skull of the Nephilim was an open warfare against that. Jesus saying, I'm going to build my house on this rock. I'm going to build the church on this rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail. What rock was it? He was in Caesarea Philippi. He was in the shadow of Mount Hermon, where these rebels descended on, right? So like, America, people go, America is a Christian nation. America is a Christian nation. I'm like, no, it's not. That's not true. America is a nation that has Christians in it. So is China, and so is Iran, and so is Yemen, and so is Oman, and so is Nigeria, and so is Eritrea. These are nations that have Christians in it. America is not a Christian nation. When you look at the true history of tearing back the founders of the Continental Congress and then on through the Constitution, and you read their primary source documents and their letters, what they were all about, they were actually not Christians. They were deists at
That's
best.
True.
There were
a handful
of authentic Christians in it. But,
a lot of them
but
were.
They saw America as an opportunity for a return of the golden age of gods. I kid you not, this is their language, that this was going to be the new Atlantean age. They would be the new Atlantis, that when God destroyed the gods of old in the great deluge in the days of Noah, that they now had an opportunity to resurrect the gods of old. That's why it's called the District of Columbia. Who's Columbia, right? That's why there's the Egyptological obelisk as the biggest monument in the world is in Washington, D.C., across from the Capitol building. That is the phallic symbol of Nimrod across from the womb of Semiramis. I mean, every detail of America
that's very true. Very true. After the 1600s, after 1600, mid 1700s, folks, it fell apart. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
Real quick prayer request for Deb. She just got diagnosed with cancer. So if we could have quick prayers for her. Back, way back after World War II, my aunt married a former OSS. Military intelligence from World War II. And my dad and him had long conversations on what they were planning, how it was going to go down. And they always said, my dad always said, and he always said, not going to be our generation. It will be your generation that will see the end. of the country.
And I think you may have been absolutely right on the mark. I do believe that could be possible.
And they were right on, and it wasn't just one, because, you know, they belong to the same VFW, and they all knew it. So this was all, they already knew what they were going to do.
And a few words.
Not anything new.
No, it isn't. And a few men tried to warn us about it, and they were laughed out of the Senate, laughed out of the House, laughed out of the pulpits. And, Jamie, anything you want to add to that? We're in that time. Jamie, anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, and they were killed. So this all has its roots in Operation High Jump. I actually had a great uncle that was on Operation High Jump with Admiral Byrd down in Antarctica encountering the Nazis.
That's another... Don't get into that now. We got to do another program on that. I won't get all through that, okay? Anything else, Jan?
None of it could have happened if people had followed the word of God
in
the Bible.
Amen.
Themselves.
Amen.
The reformers didn't go through what they went through so that some leaders of the church could read the book and tell them what it meant. They did it so you could have the book and read it and understand it for yourself.
Amen. Janet, God Jumper, out of time. Thanks for the call, sweetheart. I appreciate it. And, Jamie, how can folks learn more about you and your Tim, give me information about the website and all that.
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at omegadynamics.org, omegadynamics.org, also calicobuffalobasecamp.com. I currently operate a church. I pastor a church and run a family camp out here in Colorado as well, too. And then you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's just under the name Jamie Walden. And there you can find all kinds of different things, topics that are covered, as well as weekly sermons there.
Well, Jamie, I appreciate it. I want to get you back in some time to talk about Operation High Jump. I've heard about that, read something about that. I don't know many details about it. I find it a little bit hard to swallow in some aspects, but if you get somebody that maybe had first-hand knowledge, like tell me about that. Let's have you on again sometime soon. What do you say?
Yeah, sounds good, brother. I'm always willing to come on and fellowship with you.
Well, if you need me for anything, you know where I am too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, my brother. Take care. Keep your powder dry and your head down.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem, my friend. Talk to you soon. Folks, I don't want to add to that. That was powerful. Like I said, I don't want to add to it. It's just what it is. You told it like it is, and it's the same as we are trying to do. We may not agree on every little point. That's not the point. The point is we understand the enemy's already coming here, is already here. We've been taking out piece by piece, and we got to shout the warning. That we don't agree on every little point. We don't. My wife and I don't. We've been married 51 years. We got to stand on what we do know. And, folks, if you can help us stay on the air a little while longer, I'd appreciate it. But I promise you're getting down nitty-gritty. I promise it is. I love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
I'm saying, pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.